I'm Cray Beaumont-Flynn. Welcome to Beyond the Design, a show that gives you a peek behind the curtain of the design industry and shares the stories of those that are the driving force behind it. Well, welcome to Beyond the Design. And today we have with Price Latimer and Maya Crown, founders of Acumus Paint. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks, Cray. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for coming on the show. Well, Maya, I'm going to start with you. After a successful corporate career, you returned to your creative roots to start Acumus Paint. What was the pivotal moment that drove you to shift your focus towards creating a sustainable paint company?
Yeah, my journey has been an interesting one. My mom was actually a decorative painter when I was growing up, so I grew up around art, specifically for interiors, and always have loved color, loved paints, have loved materials. During 2019, I started just for fun. My background had professionally had been mostly in finance and strategy, and I felt in my gut that, you know, I needed to do something different, but like all creative processes, I wasn't entirely sure where to start. So I just started following my heart, and I took some classes at the New York Academy of Art, and then shortly thereafter, the pandemic happened, and I was looking for a creative project to do inside of my house since I had a ton of time, and I thought about repainting my apartment in New York City, and I've always been a super conscious consumer. I really care about the quality of the food that I eat. I got really into clean skincare. You know, I know Price is similar in that way, and so when I went to Home Depot to pick out some paint for my apartment, I could like already kind of smell all the fumes. And I started to get really nervous about the fact that like I'm stuck in the apartment. All of my neighbors are stuck in the apartment. Why does paint smell so bad? And that really led me down this rabbit hole to learn a lot about the conventional paint industry and the paint that we use in the United States. So I would say Acumus Paint was really born out of necessity of an alternative to what is currently available on the market. Mm-hmm. And you know, it just checked all the boxes in the sense for me that I've always been interested in entrepreneurship. I really, really wanted to be more involved in my creative roots as a true lover of art and design. And I just, you know, I live and breathe colors every day. They're my most favorite thing in the world. So, here we are. 4 years later with, you know, a best in class paint company, that, you know, Price and I couldn't be more proud of.
Well, Price, as CCO of Acumus Paint, you emphasize the need for products that are not only environmental friendly, but also enhance human wellness. Can you discuss the philosophy behind using such natural pigments and materials to positively influence mood and health?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, one of our core philosophies is really about buying better and buying less. And, you know, we truly believe in, you know, being the change that you want to see in the world. And so, you know, our mission statement is together we can raise the vibration of our home planet by starting with our most intimate space, our four walls. And, you know, just to kind of just talk about, you know, why we're so interested in using, you know, only natural pigments and only natural materials. Just going back really to the dawn of time, the oldest archaeological evidence of paint making was found like in the Blombos cave in South Africa over 100,000 years ago.
Right.
And this ancient and prehistoric usage of paint, which dates back, you know, 60,000 BC, you know, paints were always made by grinding up rocks and minerals and using a binder to apply them, whether it's, you know, to a cave wall, or, you know, as we move forward in history, you know, paint actual, you know, paintings on canvas, or to actually, you know, color the interiors of people's walls. So we're really hearkening back to and honoring these traditional paintmaking processes and marrying them with modern sustainable technology. And, you know, obviously it's well researched and understood that biophilic design and the influence of bringing nature indoors has a calming effect on our brains and reduces stress and anxiety. And, our binder of our paint, you know, compared to conventional paints, which are made out of petrochemicals and plastic, ours is made out of clear quartz. So clear quartz is one of the most abundant materials in the world and can be found on every continent. And you know, for therapeutic benefits. It's referred to as the master healer because it amplifies energy and thoughts and transforms and purifies. And interestingly, the crystal structure is hexagonal with six sides, each having a different angle. So this structure really allows light to pass through the crystal in all directions. So that's why our paint has this really incomparable light reflectance value, because the natural pigments are suspended in clear quartz, allowing, you know, the natural colors and, you know, pigments to shine through. And so really our solution, like Maya said, after many years of R&D, was to create and offer an innovative and improved architectural paint. And we really are interested in harnessing the holistic healing power of nature and natural elements and, you know, all, you know, non-toxic, specifically pigments, mm-hmm. to create a truly durable wall coating that comes from the earth.
So Alchemist Paint prides itself on being one of the only cradle-to-cradle certified paints in North America. How do you achieve this certification, and why was it so important for the company to have this certification?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I can start. So Price and I, you know, we thought a lot about the different certification and governing bodies that exist within the United States. I'm sure you've heard of Green Guard and Green Gold and Greenwise. But, you know, not surprisingly, the standards that exist in the United States as it relates to what's considered clean from a building materials perspective relative to global standards are very different. And what we really liked about Cradle to Cradle is a couple of different elements. One, it is a global certification. And two, it doesn't just focus on the material health, though it does focus on the material health in a way that really stands above and beyond, I think, conventional certifications that exist in the United States. One of the reasons is it's standard to evaluate building materials based upon the red list. But Cradle to Cradle actually has, which is roughly about 5,000 chemicals long, Cradle to Cradle has a list of 10,000 prohibited chemicals that are known to be unhealthy or cause, you know, physical illness to people and to the environment when they're certifying for material health. But they don't just take into consideration the material health of a product. They take into consideration the entire life cycle of a product and how it's being built, water and soil stewardship, what your manufacturing facilities are like, how you're treating employees and partners. And essentially the way you go about getting the certification is it's not easy. And you have to work with one of the Cradle to Cradle assessed, governing assessment bodies. I think there are like roughly 12 globally. And they will essentially go through all of these different aspects of evaluating the material health of your product, the product circularity, your water and soil stewardship, your manufacturing facilities, and your social and governance and fairness. And so, that was something that Price and I really felt was holistic in nature and really was above and beyond, you know, the standard certification that exists in the United States. When we were talking about wanting to come up with a best in class product, it was important to us that the certification that we got really matched in kind with the product that we were building. And so we're really, really proud to be one of the only paints in North America to achieve Cradle to Cradle status. And in addition to that, Cradle to Cradle is not exclusive for building materials. It's holistic across many different industries that are being evaluated in the same level. So we're very, very proud of it. And it certainly was a long but well worth it ride.
And I just love to add, sorry to interject, but one thing that we're also incredibly proud of and really makes us stand out. Obviously, we achieved this certification and we're one of the only paint companies, but the fact of the matter is that none of our conventional competitors could ever even qualify for this certification because of their reliance on petrochemicals.
So how did the two of you come together and start thinking of this bubble, this idea, and what's behind the name?
So Price and I met in 2020, like shortly after I was sort of just having this moment as a conscious consumer, thinking about why is it that paint smells so bad and like thinking there needs to be something done about this. But as I mentioned, my background is in finance and strategy. And so I could assess a hole in the market And, you know, I could start kind of going down this rabbit hole of like what to do about it. But as it relates to like, you know, really understanding how to build a brand, you know, having an interior and art background, I knew that that was something that was missing from our overall offering. And Price and I met at a wellness retreat in 2020. And I, you know, very naturally gravitated towards her because of our both of our shared passion and interest in art and design, like just truly as friends. Quite honestly, I had no idea what she did professionally. I just thought she was an exceptional person and very cool. And we had all of these things in common as friends. And so I just started mentioning to her like about this idea. And Price was really, you know, kind of blown away and shocked. You know, she'll be like the first person to say that she's been an artist and designer her whole entire life and had never really thought about the fact that paint was made out of plastic. And, you know, when I mentioned this to her, I had no idea what she did professionally. And, you know, I had mentioned to her, like, does she know anybody that can help me with some of the creative aspects of this? Because, you know, it was important to me that we would put something out in the market that not only would, you know, address this hole, but would be something that is considered aspirational and beautiful and sexy and something that you want to have inside of your home. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, asked her and I was really pleasantly surprised to find out that Price was in between, you know, just selling her interest in her previous company and taking, you know, a course at Parsons for, you know, interior design during the pandemic. And it really just lined up so perfectly because she's also, you know, a graphic designer who has her degree from RISD, like everything that I was looking for in a partner. It couldn't have lined up better. So we joined forces and yeah, at least that's how it all came to be from my side. I don't know if Price has anything to add there, but was really grateful and feels very aligned.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic synopsis. And again, you know, Maya just kept bouncing these ideas off of me about this company. And I was like, this is really brilliant. And, you know, I was working in interior design at the time. And again, my background has been in art and design my whole life. And I always like to say, okay, I've been on this earth for 46 years. I thought I knew a decent amount of paint. And as we started going down, you know, this research rabbit hole, it was so enlightening and also shocking, these statistics. So again, it's like, I can assume that, you know, someone who's very, you know, entrenched in the industry doesn't know this stuff, then the general consumer does not. So we really feel like it's our, you know, honor and duty to kind of spread this message. And again, it's been the perfect foil with Maya. I just think we really just are so symbiotic in our business relationship and so grateful. But yeah, so she approached me and was like, I really want to do this. And I was like, well, do you want more help than me just referring you to other people? This really ticks off all of the boxes of things that I am passionate about and really care about. So yeah. And the rest is history, as they like to say.
I was just saying, well, it's also all about timing as well, coming together. And it, yeah, you know, it checks all the boxes. Well, your product fulfills the stringent criteria of the Mindful Materials Common Materials Framework and the American Institute of Architects Materials Pledge. What challenges do you face in meeting these standards? And what impact do you hope to have on the broader construction and design industry?
Luckily, the Cradle to Cradle certification lines up exactly with the pillars of the American Architectural Pledge and the Mindful Materials Pledge. So that was, you know, not necessarily something that we were going out for, but it's great that it all sort of lines up. And as it relates to maintaining those standards, Cradle to Cradle requires us to get recertified every 2 years. And as part of that recertification, it's not just that you continue to meet the same standard that you did before, but it is a requirement to have to do a little bit better every single time mm-hmm. in order to maintain your certification. So, yeah, I mean, that is something that we're constantly striving for, is how we can continue to do better. I think, you know, as it relates to how, you know, we can impact the broader building and development and construction community, I mean, 37% of our carbon footprint comes from development on a global basis. And 15% of that 37% is based solely on building materials. So it's really big numbers that we're talking about. And for us to even have a small impact on that is material. I mean, we use 94 million metric tons of fossil fuels in the United States alone on paint. You know, and it just really feels unnecessary. Annually. It really feels unnecessary when there are alternatives. And we all know that we're really, truly, I mean, again, it's not something that we talk about enough because I think it's really scary. But like, we are in the middle of a climate crisis and there we have to make more intelligent decisions about this type of stuff. So if there's an opportunity to have paint inside of your home that's healthier for you and better for the environment and not dependent on petrochemical technology, then like, why not?
Exactly. Yeah. The big question and the obvious answer, why not? Mm-hmm. So what has been the market response thus far? Have you had to go out and actually do the Song and Taps Down show to the industry and go to the various trade shows and really market yourselves? It's more of a, not just necessarily a new product, there's innovation to it and there's a cause and effect. So it's kind of taking it to the next level of reason why, not just, oh, look at this new paint company that offers these fantastic colors. There's a thought and a process and substantial information that needs to be shared. So how have you translated that to the industry so they really have the buy-in and understand why you're offering what you're offering?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've been doing a lot of boots on the ground, you know, sales trips and physically going and meeting with, you know, architects, interior designers, developers, people in hospitality. You know, we want to move into healthcare, universities, you know, civic, municipal projects, you know, any type of wellness, you know, project. And so really getting that word of mouth and meeting people face to face and, you know, going through our presentation and, you know, communicating all of these facts and figures that we're sharing with you has been super effective because it's been so interesting to realize how many people who are, you know, even experts in the industry don't realize, you know, aren't privy to this information as well. So again, there's an enormous educational component to it. And, you know, just being really thoughtful about how we communicate that in our messaging and visual communication. But yeah, it's been really exciting. I mean, we're going to, you know, we haven't done any trade shows per se yet, but we're going to go start investigating. We're going to go to visit High Point and Greenville. And yeah, but really our marketing strategy has been meeting with people who are sustainably minded and getting a foot in the door with, again, architects, designers, developers, and, you know, having that stuff trickle down to the mm-hmm. DIY community. But sometimes it goes, you know, in the reverse, like, you know, DIYers, people who are, you know, interested in wellness, holistic living, you know, people who have nurseries, new babies, people who are immunocompromised, like they'll find out about our product and then they'll, you know, reach out to us directly or, you know, they will introduce it to their interior designer and then, you know, those people will reach out to us.
I mean, the innovative use of earthen materials and crystalline pigments in your paint is quite remarkable. Can you explain how these materials contribute to the functionality and aesthetic of your products?
Sure. Well, so we only use 10 natural pigments, which, as Price mentioned, have been used basically since the dawn of time. You know, they're minerals like the clear crystal quartz binder, as well as hematite, which is like an iron oxide that's been used for a long time for red colors. We use goethite, which makes a beautiful blue, a beautiful green and yellow color. You know, these colors, I mean, you could go in theory to like an Eastern medicine store or different types of therapies that would teach you about how these materials could influence grounding inside of your home, you know, opening up your third eye chakra. But they are, by virtue of the fact they are stone. So as it relates to the performance inside of your house, You know, naturally, these materials, they never burn. So they're completely class A fire resistant without needing any fire retardants, which is typical of, you know, your conventional plastic Correct. Paints because Right. they're made out of plastic. Things like mold, as an example, which was really interesting for me and Price to understand, will typically happen because you have an impenetrable barrier of plastic, liquid plastic, on top of an underlying substrate. You have moisture inside of your home, and that moisture can't escape. So the conventional paint industry's response to that is, let's fill our paint full of fungicides and biocides, which we as individuals are breathing in order to kill the mold. It can only last for a little while. Our paint, on the other hand, is made out of natural minerals and pigments. And so by virtue of that, it's porous by nature. It's like a rock. So whenever there's moisture, it's completely vapor permeable. The walls breathe. And so from a finish or, you know, beauty perspective, aesthetic perspective inside of the home, as Price mentioned, this clear crystal quartz binder, because of this hexagonal finish of the mineral, allows for this really beautiful light reflective quality that's unlike anything else. And it's constantly a compliment to us to be working with such incredible designers and artists who understand color better than anybody, who are telling us, like, your paint is so exceptional in the sense that, you know, I can tell the quality, the coverage is found fantastic. I don't have to use that much paint. It has such a deep, rich color. And then furthermore, you know, the way that it reflects off of artificial lighting, if I'm trying to do something moody, or if I have a lot of exterior lighting coming in through my interior space, like the way that the paint will just very subtly change color based upon the natural pigment is something like they've never seen before. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that answers your question, but
it does. It's your show. It's not my show. It's your show. So. So tell me a little bit about the overall response that the market has actually absorbed, given that it's all natural and non-toxic, and how you're educating those consumers and the benefits of the product.
Yeah, I mean, the response has been fantastic, honestly. And, you know, it's really just about spreading the gospel, right? Like, how do we get the word out? And again, because I think, you know, once we have the opportunity to really convey and communicate all of these advantageous attributes and benefits of this product, people get really excited about it. And, you know, we always like to say, like, you can't unsee this stuff. And, right. You know, there have been so many conversations in, you know, just the overall wellness movement, and, you know, the wellness market just continues to grow, you know, like hand over foot. I mean, just exponentially every right. year. And obviously, you know, people are realizing, like, this is really important to our health. And there are so many things in our environment that are making us sick. And so the evidence and, you know, kind of medical research that keeps coming up about the ties and correlation between all these, you know, deleterious ingredients and materials that are being used in conventional building materials. And people are really waking up. So the response has been super, super positive overall. And again, I think it's something that, like, once you learn about this, like, how could you go back,
right.
You know, to the old way? I mean, even though, like, we're actually going back to the old way
right.
prior to the advent of plastic.
True, true. Well, with such a strong focus on health. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of times after we introduce the concept of the fact that conventional paints are made out of plastic, you know, which, as Price mentioned, a lot of people don't take into consideration, especially industry experts. It's just not something that's ever come up before. We always like to beg the question, would you rather paint your home with plastic or rock? And it becomes, like, incredibly intuitive. Everyone's like, well, duh, I'd rather paint it with rock. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, here you are. Here's your answer.
Yeah. And I also think, you know, again, like, in this broader conversation of, like, you know, holistic living and wellness, you know, people are like, okay, well, I'm going to sleep on my organic mattress, and I'm going to have my organic sheets, and I'm going to eat organic food and use non-toxic cleaning materials in my house. But this conversation about, like, what we're actually building our homes out of,
right.
I think has, you know, just it's been lacking. It's not been part of, you know, a bigger, more common, you know, dialogue within the, you know, design and architectural world.
With such a strong focus on health and environmental consciousness, how do you ensure that your manufacturing process remain emission-free and maintain high-quality output?
I'll jump in. Again, this is all part of the cradle-to-cradle certification. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a stringent standard. You know, it's great. You know, like Maya said, they have goals every, you know, that we have to meet every time we need to recertify. And not only just these goals, but like we have to make improvements, you know, across all five of these categories in material health, product circularity, clean air and climate protection, water, soil stewardship, and social fairness. And so, you know, it's, again, it's just the most stringent, ambitious, and actionable standard. So that really keeps everything in check, honestly.
As leaders in the niche market, what advice would you give to entrepreneurs looking to venture into the eco-friendly product space? Given that, you know, there is a learning curve, especially for the end user and bringing something new to market that's been such a mainstay, I guess you could say, for so long. And then knowing that here's something good, here's something new, but this is the reason why.
I would say anybody who's interested in bringing a product to market that helps people's health and the environment, like, more power to you. The world needs it. People are listening. And it matters. As I mentioned, the statistics of building materials in general in their impact on our carbon footprint are not insignificant. They're huge. And the way that we really break things down super simply about, like, what is it that the average consumer is looking for inside of their home? You know, as I mentioned, you know, we'd like to think that everybody cares about their health and the environment as much as, like, we all would like everybody to. But, you know, to be totally transparent, we're all pretty superficial, and we really want to have things that are beautiful inside of our home. And the way that we think about, like, products that really do well inside of this quote unquote niche market are they meeting, like, three pillars of being modern, clean, and aspirational? And if you feel like you have a product that really meets from a performance perspective on the same level of whatever it is that you're, you know, competing against from a conventional perspective, and a lot of times it will be better. I mean, like, rock is better than plastic. Like, there are, you know, a lot of things that are natural. Like, we talk to a lot of home builders that are using cork as a building material, which is really beautiful and has all of these benefits, or hempcrete relative to, like, drywall. Like, these things perform at just the same level, if not better. So there's no reason to be intimidated, but do remember that you're going to want to be able to speak to the aspirational components of what it is that you're building, and, you know, the aesthetic beauty of it, as much as the environmental and health components, because we, you know, design is about art and those things are important. And so if you can have something that's both beautiful and modern and clean, then you really have a home run, I think.
What is your vision for the future impact of your products?
Well, there are... To change the world.
To completely shift the industry.
I think
there's
so many cool things that exist in the technology, the paint world, that are not really being addressed in the way that they could be. And I think there have been some really interesting people at the forefront of that, but again, are maybe missing the mark a little bit on, like, how they market it or how they talk about it or how they appeal to, like, the artistic component of the design community. And so I really think, you know, what's on the horizon for Alchemist is you'll continue to see some really innovative stuff as it relates to how we can bring some of this technology to the world in a sexy way that is appealing, but will continue to benefit the environment and the health of the end consumer. I don't know. I think there's, like, a lot of creative ways and avenues of things to do that I know we're just only really scratching the surface. I would hope over time we can really, like, be an advocate for beautiful, environmentally friendly, modern design in whatever that looks like. Obviously, wall coverings and paint being a major component of that. But I mean, I always tell Price, like, I hope one day, like, we'll be able to have, like, a YouTube show or a Netflix show, or we go around the world highlighting some of these incredible, like, architects and designers who have been building these, like, beautiful homes or buildings that, like, have walls that actually have, like, you know, that are built out of plants and, you know, like, and that are actually, like, reducing people's carbon footprint as opposed to adding to them, and highlighting this stuff and helping people to think more creatively about how to bring the outdoors indoors. So,
well, I have a question that ties into that. As you started this and you found it such a incredible need and purpose that should have been developed and people really need to take notice, are you looking ahead into the future of how you can expand upon the brand and bring other types of products to the market?
Absolutely. So we, right now we offer interior mineral paint and primer. So we have 119 beautiful colors in our core collection. And our plan is to launch Lime Wash, which is also a very, you know, well-respected and, you know, tried and true natural, paint, you know, architectural, paint option, and completely zero VOC, all natural, made from, you know, essentially crushed up limestone. And, we will launch exterior paint as well. And like Maya said, that, you know, really the sky's the limit. We have so many ideas about where we can take it from there. But in the near future, those are, you know, kind of the next product rollouts in the next couple of years. And then expansion, you know, I mean, we're really focusing on the United States, but, you know, we're very interested in being worldwide and taking this phenomenal product and our messaging across the globe.
How do your personal experiences and your backgrounds influence the ethos and operations of Alchemist Paint?
Well, yeah.
You want to start?
You know, I think that I'd like to think that I've always been thoughtful about, you know, building and making and bringing to market things that need to exist, even if it's on a smaller scale in some of my corporate experience. As well as, like, obviously on a bigger scale, like Alchemist Paint. And so, you know, leveraging my ability to not only, like, come up with ideas, but also be able to execute them from start to finish, like all of the not sexy stuff, like the operational stuff, the manufacturing stuff, like making sure that you're getting your products it quickly, making sure that they're always made well and consistent, and professional, that you're getting best in class customer service, like, you know, a business, you know, is a lot of really fun stuff. And Price and I love to geek out on all of the creative aspects of it. And I'm sure she can speak more to, like, the not sexy stuff of the creative components of it. But, you know, like, luckily, you know, I've worked in finance, I've worked on Wall Street, I've worked for really big corporations. So having the opportunity to leverage those types of skills in order to build a functional business that is really addressing something that we're both so passionate about. And, you know, on a small level, like, we feel like, you know, every single day we're, like, contributing good energy to the world. You know, I'm really grateful for all of that non-sexy stuff that I know how to do, you know, as a CEO. And then, of course, like, from a sales perspective, you know, it is a true pleasure and honor. And I've always been good at talking about things that I really believe in. And so it's such a pleasure to be able to do that about something that, you know, Price and I like to call our paint baby. And, you know, to see her grow and to be on people's walls and be a small part of people's lives every day is just really such a blessing and honor.
Yeah. And then, you know, from my perspective, again, like, being an artist and designer my entire life, I mean, you know, ever since I came out of the womb, I was making art, I was building things, I was conceptualizing things. And, you know, I've had a lot of different, careers, like, under this, umbrella. And I really think at the end of the day, like, being able to, you know, take all of my experience, you know, in the art world, in the furniture world, in hospitality, in interiors, and just combine everything together in a way that is super meaningful to me, because I'm such an empath. I care so much about, you know, the world, the planet, and our ecosystems and the animals and, you know, everything, you know, our oceans. And I've been a really dedicated naturopath and on the path of clean living for a very, very, very long time, you know, since I was a teenager, certainly. And so, again, just like coalescing all of this together in a venture that we feel really has the opportunity, like I said, to shift an industry is, again, like just so rewarding.
What are some of the unexpected challenges you've both faced while growing Alchemist Paint? And how have you overcome this, especially in an industry that has been around, very solid? You don't see much growth or new opportunities, and bringing a new product completely. I mean, what were some of the challenges and how did you overcome them?
Where to begin? you know, I think that it's really interesting when you think about building products in general, because there's all of these different markets that you were effectively selling into, right? There's the architects and then there's the designers, you know, depending on who's specifying a project, it will differ between a commercial project versus a residential type of project. And then, of course, you don't only need to get buy-in from interior designers and architects, but you need to get buy-in from the end consumer as well. And so, but I think one of the things that, you know, Price and I didn't necessarily anticipate would be as challenging as it is there's also the contractor, right? Who's been using the exact same product forever, who isn't necessarily interested in innovation, who just wants to get the job done as quickly as possible. And so, you know, what's really great is once we actually get the paint into people's hands, which is often a lot of times coming from, you know, a designer specifying it or a consumer insisting on using it, and sometimes met with a little bit of hesitation from the contractor at first, they really, really, really love it because they don't have to wear a mask because the paint doesn't smell. The paint dries really quickly. They don't have to use primer. You know, the coverage is fantastic. They don't have to use that much paint for it. The time on their job ends up being a lot less. But, you know, addressing and being thoughtful about how to communicate with this community and, you know, get them comfortable with a new product is something that we deal with. That's a challenge, you know, every single day. So some of the ways that we've been addressing that is, of course, like, you know, giving these guys product and having them use it. And then that usually speaks for itself. But we've also been working with some really fantastic brand ambassadors all around the country that, you know, they are, you know, decorative painters or contract painters or guys who have been doing this type of stuff for a really long time. And, you know, they use it once and they really like it. And then we get them on board as brand ambassadors and we're able to leverage this network for any contractor that's using it for the first time. He can speak, he can feel like he's speaking to somebody, you know, one of our brand ambassadors who can walk them through any like technical nuances or, you know, just to give them comfort because they're talking to maybe somebody else who's been in this industry for the last 30 years, who can speak their language, and address any concerns that they have. And I think over time, we'll, you know, think about it like some of the other paint companies, like maybe there's an Alchemist type of certification, that could be given to painters, like by leveraging some of our brand ambassadors and having them just, you know, do like informational sessions and teach and learns like across the country. And, you know, furthermore, I think that one of the things that's super rewarding is when we have, you know, these really great brand ambassadors, a lot of times people will ask us like, well, do you know a great paint contractor? And we happen to know a ton now, and we're really, you know, happy to get people work. And then of course that works in kind whenever you're able to give people work. You know, Price and I are both spiritual and believe a lot in like, you know, the ability to like pay it forward. And so anytime we have the opportunity to give people work, it feels really great. And so, yeah, I mean, that is certainly like one of the unexpected challenges that we're looking to work through on a day-to-day basis and how we can continue to, you know, drive adoption through educating people, getting them comfortable in whatever way that looks like for them. Because like, you know, contractors are not on social media, you know, like they're not like checking emails right all the time. So really being thoughtful about each of these different markets that we have and how best to communicate with them.
Tell me a little bit about the manufacturing process and how it differs from the standard paint industry and how they process their products.
Sure. I mean,
You want to take that one?
To be totally transparent, like I'm not like visited every paint manufacturer in the world. I mean, I think it really starts right with the ingredients themselves are just fundamentally different. The way the ingredients are being sourced. You know, we do manufacture, all of our raw materials come from a very small radius, in the European, Alps, and then they're shipped to the United States to be assembled. Everything is handcrafted and made to order. So that's a little bit different than a lot of paint companies, in that, you know, we've had some, you know, mom and pop paint companies approach us and look for different types of distribution opportunity. And what I think a lot of people are used to is that they go to like a Home Depot or a competitor, and what they'll find is like they have like a base paint that's available in the store, and then you'll pick out a color and these synthetic colorants will then be added at the store, and then you go home with your paint. And there's a couple of things that, you know, I think, as we think about the way that the modern consumer purchases stuff, like all of our paints are made to order and then sent to your house. And that's, you know, a lot more in line with like, I feel like how we purchase things today. Like people are shopping online now for clothes. They're shopping online now for their groceries. They're shopping online now for virtually everything. So, you know, there's no reason why paint should be any different. We make the process really fun in that you can buy like 8x11 sample swatches that you can test on your wall. You can also buy quartz. And then, of course, everything is made to order under exacting color standards. Like one of the things that we're always worried about as it relates to like doing something that's more traditional from a retail perspective is, you know, we've heard that sometimes, you know, when you go to one store versus another and you try to purchase a color, it will come out slightly different because each of these, you know, companies, it might be using different type of pigment mixes or maybe different pigments themselves. And so you can't always get the same consistent color. And of course, there's always nuances a little bit with our paints, but at the same time, like we're using the exact same formula and exacting color standards every time you purchase our paint. So I think, you know, having something made to order is a little bit different. Of course, there are, you know, people that get frustrated by that because they want to be able to, you know, just like go down the street and buy it. And, you know, we have to, you know, remind them that, you know, good quality things like are made for you. We don't use preservatives in our paint. And so like, that's another big thing. You know, we have an incredible silent advisor that worked in the head of research at one of like the biggest paint companies in the world who talks about like how bad rotten paint smells. And, you know, that's another reason why these paints get like chock full of preservatives. And of course, our paint doesn't have any of that. So it's important that we're, you know, really strict about our manufacturing processes from front to end to make sure that you're getting a best in class product. So I think all of that stuff is probably a little unique as it relates specifically to the paint industry, but not necessarily unique when you're thinking about something of quality and value. And, you know, 3 to 5 business days from a production time perspective is really not that long. And we can always get things to you faster, you know, for, you know, rush premium pricing and overnight. But we always like to work with our trade clients if they're on big projects to make sure that we understand, like, when are the painters coming? And we work with you to let you know how much paint you need. And, you know, our customer service standards are really, really important to us. I think, you know, what's tried and true and can never be replaced by technology is how important customer service is. You know, like the last job that I had before this is working at American Express, which really has, you know, I think some of the best customer service in the world. And the reason why that they're able to continue to be a best in class, you know, organization over and over again is because they're known for that customer service, which is something that you just can't replace with technology. So that will always be important to us as well.
Is there a particular time when a project came about? Or what was the very first project that someone used your product? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. We were all together and with some friends who actually orchestrated the wellness retreat where we met. We actually had the honor and privilege to paint their house, so a couple rooms in their house. And it was so interesting because it was really the first time we saw you know, the paint application come to life and how, again, like how lively and beautiful and incomparable the colors were and are. And one of the great things was it was raining. It was like one of the crazy, you know, rainy winters here in California. And so, you know, all the windows and doors had to be shut. So the painter was in there painting a bedroom and a bathroom. And, you know, he kept remarking how there's absolutely no odor and he doesn't have a headache. And, you know, the rooms were painted in the afternoon and people were sleeping in there that evening. And these are also people who are incredibly, you know, conscious of, you know, toxins and very wellness minded. And so it was just really, really special to see it all come together. And, you know, everybody remarks like how the paint, you know, kind of elevates the vibe of the room because you have crystals in it and the colors are so heavily pigmented and from natural sources. And it just really does feel different. And the experiential, you know, kind of perspective is really unique and just not something that you can communicate in a photo.
From a commercial application perspective,
very one-dimensional.
Though, the first time that we did a commercial application was at the esteemed R&Co Company Gallery, which Price and I, you know, are so honored to continue to work with. We had a partnership with them all throughout 2023 that we're going to be continuing into 2024. And, you know, transparently, like I went to that gallery for the first time maybe a year and a half prior. And I remember it was for a Katie Stout exhibition. And I just remember walking through that space, seeing all the color that they use and all of the incredible objects that they had and thinking in my mind, like what an amazing opportunity it would be to ever paint the space. Like, you know, I remember exactly the paint that was on the wall and the exhibition that they had. Never believing in a million years that, you know, that would happen, let alone be like the first commercial install that we did. And so, I mean, I think Price and I like both left that experience crying. Like all of the contractors were so grateful, you know, that they got in and out so quickly, that we had sent them so much more paint than they needed because, you know, at the time still we were like testing things out. We sent them 30 gallons of primer. They didn't use a single drop. Everybody, like all of the contractors who had been painting for like 30 plus years, you know, were so pleased with the performance of the paint and how easy it was to apply and how quick they were in and out. And the next day, all of the gallery employees that came in, like, were like, I mean, they saw that the paint color changed, but they were like, did you even paint? Like, it doesn't even smell in here. Like, it's so refreshing because they're used to like having a headache for like at least a week after, you know, the paint changed. And, you know, there was a lot of really magical things that happened concurrently, like that happened to be for Dennis Friedman's exhibition. And as you may know, like Dennis Friedman is somebody that, you know, is very well regarded for his aesthetic point of view and also happens to be an incredible collector of Italian modern furniture. And so he marveled at the quality of our paint before we had even met him. And ironically, like we have a really close mutual friend in common and he was able to get in touch with us through our mutual friend. And to have him, you know, reach out to us and let us know how pleased he was that, you know, this type of quality of paint was going to be the backdrop of his exhibition at R&Co Company. And that we had this mutual friend in common. He had like told us how aligned and magical it felt for him, which certainly for me and Price was like, you know, like it just felt like this was all for our launch event too, before we had formally launched to the public. So as you can imagine, like two entrepreneurs that are bringing this big concept to the world and have like no idea, like, are people even going to show up to our launch event to have people like Dennis Friedman and Evan and Zesty and all of the employees at R&Co Company and all the contractors like have such positive feedback, like, was truly like an affirming moment that we knew that like we were doing something right. And I can't even speak to how amazing that really was.
Fantastic. If there's one message you want your customers to take away from their experience with Alchemist Paint, what would it be?
Again, I think I just, you know, we really hearken back to, you know, our core values of being the change that you want to see and making conscious decisions. You know, each of those like conscious decisions adds up, right? And like, if you can stop and think, hey, is what I'm about to do an earth-friendly, you know, decision or not? And so again, I think just, you know, Vivian Westwood is one of my favorite idols. And, you know, she continually, you know, espoused the idea of, again, like, buy better, buy less. I mean, things may be more expensive from the outset, but you are, you know, the quality and performance and the durability that you're getting over time, you're saving so much money in the end. Yeah. And so I think that messaging is really important to us overall. And it is a bit of a shift away from, you know, fast fashion, all sorts of, you know, just fast production, fast, cheap mass production, that's very typical in the United States. So just, you know, having people pull back and like taking a bigger perspective and, you know, again, just really thinking about the fact that painting your walls with a healthier alternative can really reverberate out into the entire planet.
You know, it's funny. I've been thinking about this a lot because I think if I boil it down, like for me, it's how do you feel when you're using this? Like, how do you feel when you bought it? How do you feel about it on your wall? You know, like, I don't want to say Marie Kondo, because maybe that's like sort of basic, but I think about that a lot when she's talking about like how to organize your life and how to organize your closet. Like, I obviously care a lot about my clothes. I feel like I've really taken this circular approach to my clothes now, where it's like I'm always buying vintage. And if there's something that I am not using anymore, I'm recycling it or I'm giving it away. And I try to be more minimalist. And I think about every time I purchase something, like, do I feel good about purchasing this? Like, you know, and I think it's like, you know, expanding that concept, like Price said, you know, not just to the food that you're buying or, you know, like the clothes that you're wearing, but like every single piece of your life. Like, are you ordering food that you really want to eat? Like, are you spending money on something that really is important to you? Like, are you like being thoughtful? Like, do these decisions make you feel good about what you're doing at the end of the day? And the more intentional decisions that we can be making about everything, you know, the better. It makes you feel better. It's better for the environment. It's better for your health. And we're not like extremists. Like, you know, like we like a beautiful, insane lacquer room, like just as much as the next person. Like, you know, like we're not saying like you have to like do everything one way, but like just be more thoughtful about your space inside of your bedroom, your children's room, your bathroom, like, you know, your flooring, like whatever it is. Like, is there opportunity to recycle, to reuse, to, you know, do something that is creative in a way that benefits you, the planet, yourself? Like, just, it's so fun to be creative in that way, I think.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you both on our show, Price and Maya. Is anything else? What's next? We briefly touched upon it, but what's next that we haven't covered and you want to share with us?
To anybody listening, we will be, you know, the proud preferred paint sponsor of Design Miami this year for their 20th anniversary. And we're doing a curated custom palette with Design Miami for this 20th edition show. So if you are there, come say hi. We'll be all across the exhibition and we would love to meet you and talk more about the paint. But we're always here to answer any questions. So feel free to find us online or on Instagram. And we hope we get to meet you all someday.
Yeah. And absolutely. I'd love to add, you know, once this airs, like we will have just recently debuted and launched our collaborative paint colors with the esteemed wellness and beauty founder, clean and green queen, Tata Harper. And so we created two custom, beautiful, beautiful green colors with her. And we're really excited to release those to the public. And those are limited edition. And so you can paint your home with these beautiful, inspired by nature colors as well.
Fantastic. Well, again, it's been a pleasure to have you both on our show. Much continued success. So much, and thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so grateful.
Bye. We'll chat soon. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Beyond the Design. Subscribe for more inspiring conversations to our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media for updates and behind the scenes content. See you next time.
Hi, you're listening to a Pod for Good Media Network podcast. We are a network that provides podcasting production services and a supportive community in which podcasters can thrive. If you're a podcaster local in the Tulsa area, we would love to have your show on the network. If you're interested in starting one, we would love to help you get started. Find us online at podforgoodmedia.com and fill out our Pod With Us form. Happy podcasting.